MacDonald Observatory was one of the few observatories in the world that continued its research throughout the COVID pandemic. To keep visitors safe, though, we had to pause our public programs. That chopped our income from ticket fees and gift shop sales, which helped support Stardate Radio. Consider supporting Stardate through an online contribution today. Details at stardate.org. Stardate July 10th. Mars and Venus are staging an amazing show in the western evening sky. Venus is big and bright, the evening star. Mars is just 0.5% as bright, but its closeness to Venus will help it stand out. Tonight, it's only about 1.5 degrees away, the width of a finger held at arm's length. One reason Venus looks so much brighter is that it's covered by clouds. They hide the surface, but they also help protect it. The most common features on Venus are volcanoes and related structures. Impact craters, the scars of collisions with big space rocks, are much less common. Scientists have cataloged fewer than 1,000 of them. The largest is only about 175 miles in diameter. That's largely because of Venus's atmosphere. It's extremely dense, and its clouds are made of sulfuric acid. So when a space rock slams into Venus, it's likely to burn up or split apart before it hits the ground. Mars, on the other hand, is a crater lover's paradise. Scientists have cataloged hundreds of thousands of them that are at least 2/3 of a mile in diameter. The largest is a shallow basin 1,000 miles across. Mars's atmosphere is less than 1% as thick as Earth's. So when a big space rock takes aim, there's not much to keep it from hitting. And there's not much to erase impact craters either. So they just keep adding up. More big holes on the red planet. More about Mars and Venus tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.